Kip was faintly surprised by how ordinary the man looked. A long face, dark eyes, roughly cut hair. Crooked teeth revealed by his grimace. He was going to kill Kip, but without passion. Just a man following orders. Before Kip could gather magic one more time, the drafter imprisoned Kip's arms in red sludge, sticky and thick. Kip couldn't move. The drafter raised his bespectacled eyes toward the sun once more. Magic spiraling like smoke down into his arms, filling him with power for the killing blow. A dense indigo dot appeared on his ear, then over his temple as his head moved, as if someone with a lantern letting out a single ray of light from somewhere in the forest was somehow focusing that little beam right on his... Something huge and yellow blasted into the red drafter so fast and hard, it seemed the man had disappeared. The red Luxon sludge holding Kip fell into dust. Kip stood and looked in horror at what had been a man. The red of the drafter's clothes now mingled with his blood, magic and violence mixed, but his entire upper body had been reduced to jelly. Kip looked to the forest. With the boy saved for the moment, Gavin ran toward the Mirror Men. Karis had headed down the hill to save the other boy running for the river, but she was already too late. The Mirror Men formed up with surprising discipline and speed. None of these men had bothered to bard their horses. Barding was heavy and awkward, and tired the horses quickly. And the Mirror Men obviously hadn't expected to run into any real opposition, much less drafters. That meant that the horses were easily the most vulnerable targets. But Gavin didn't like killing innocent beasts. Their masters? That was a different matter. He swept a hand in a sharp, hard arc. A dozen blue globes, each half the size of his fist, shot out. The mirrored armor, working like a mirror reflecting light, reflected part of any Luxon thrown against it, making it unravel. That was a big problem for a drafter trying to cut down a horseman with a Luxon sword, but it was only protection, not invulnerability. The thin-walled Luxon globe smashed against mirror armor and sheared open, dumping out flaming red goo that splashed all over the mirror men. Crashing to the ground from their saddles, trying to roll and put out the fires. Others clawed at their flaming helmets, cooking. More than a dozen horses continued the charge, though. Even without their riders' guidance, these horses were bred to war, and they ran toward Gavin. Gavin threw green wedges around himself like a clamshell and braced himself. The horses jostled him hard as they charged past, but left him standing. There were only three Mirror Men left uninjured, all of them men on the ends of the line who'd broken off the charge early. They were sawing their reins, turning tail to flee. Cowards, perhaps, but smart cowards. Gavin flicked fingers at each in turn. Super Violet Luxon was fast, light, and invisible to almost everyone. Like a spider, each dot stuck to one of the men, and then climbed up to the joint in their armor at the back of their necks. Three spiked missiles of yellow Luxon sped along the Super Violet spider webs, trailing from those spiders to Gavin a moment later. Three riders toppled from their galloping horses. With all the riders around him dead or dying, Gavin looked down the hill to see how Karis was doing against the last two Mirror Men.